Need to convene a public hearing on our budget. Is there anyone that would like to make comment on our proposed budget and tax rate? Of course.
Not of course.
Judge Doyle, thank you for the welcome. My name's Eric Yalik, and I'm from Precinct 3, and I'll be brief again. First of all, I have a concern about the budget in general, and that is that there still has not been a new proposed budget filed in accordance with Chapter 111 of the Texas Local Government Code. This is almost a $500 million per year budget that will need to be reviewed. And I hope that there will be sufficient time for the citizens and the taxpayers of this county to review the budget after it is filed with the county clerk's office as required by the local government code. I checked with the county clerk's office late yesterday. It still hadn't been filed. Now we're 2 weeks away, just 14 days from the date when this commissioner's court proposes to review and actually vote on that budget, and there is no proposed budget for the citizens to review. My second concern follows up from what I discussed last time, and that is this budget office. As you know, the Citizens Budget Committee certainly did recommend that the Commissioner's Court establish a free-to-the-citizens budget office to do long-term planning of the budget and also managerial and operational oversight. Now, I understand that the Commissioner's Court has indicated that y'all want to spend about $300,000 a year on a budget office, but the problem is that currently, the county auditor has within her department a budget function. And if you look at the position description questionnaires and you look at the other miscellaneous expenditures in that office, she is spending almost $500,000 a year on the budget function. Commissioner Clark, at our last budget hearing, indicated that it was not the intention of this commissioner's court to, as and using his terminology, but it's probably the right term, to double dip. It looks like that's exactly what's going to happen. And the reason it's going to happen is because it appears that the district judge board is waiting for some leadership on the commissioner's court. And the way that I think that the commissioner's court could show that leadership is to just simply say, y'all are not going to spend $300,000 outside of the county auditor's budget. One thing that I have noticed is that this commissioner's court does know how to do budget amendments, and you could certainly do a budget amendment after the beginning of fiscal year 2018 to pull those funds out of the county auditor's office as opposed to spending $301,000 out of general revenue. So I hope that whenever we get a proposed budget, that it will not have $300,000 set aside over and above the county auditor's budget. Thank you.
Phyllis, do we have a proposed budget that's prepared?
In our calendar, it states that the proposed budget will be filed August 30th, and that's in compliance with the law. So we will have that done by that time.
Well, and Judge, 6 days to review a $300 million budget is not fair time for the citizens.
Anyone else that would like to address the court today? Mr. Wirtz.
Yeah, John Wirtz, Precinct 2. I'd just like to readdress some of the comments that were made on the cost per mile. That's $5 to $7 million a mile that I had indicated, but don't take my word for it. This is the American Road and Transportation Builders Association where I got the numbers from. So maybe the builder ought to reevaluate his specs on how they're building highways in accordance to the way everybody else is doing it. Thank you.
Any other comments? Okay.
JD, does the court have the ability to pull funds from the auditor's budget once it's been set by the district judges?
Commissioner, generally the district judges are responsible for setting the auditor's budget under current law and current interpretation of that law. I don't believe
I think the judges have made it pretty clear that they plan to hold a public hearing at some point to adjust that budget once we make a final determination on what's going to be needed. So, okay. Any other comments or questions, commissioners? We need to set a date for the approval of the proposed tax rate and the vote on the proposed tax rate, and that's going to be September 5th. That we have already stated in the past. Do we need a motion? Do we need action on that one, Amy? Okay.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Isn't that a regularly scheduled court meeting?
Yes. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Okay.
With that, our public hearing stands adjourned.
What? Oh. My, I-